This is McDonald Max Basketball. WOGO's coverage of the Max is brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Holly Bovey of Caldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Now with the Max Pregame Show, here's your WOGO sports team, Caleb Swenson and Mark Maloney.
Go Max! WOGO, your sports station.
Good evening and welcome to Cadott High School, home of the Hornets, inside of this Western Cloverbelt Conference tilt between your McDonald Central Max boys and Cadott. McDonald comes into this game having played five straight on the road. The last time they were in the friendly confines of Stephen DeBracer Gymnasium in McDonald Central High School in Chippewa Falls, way back on the 11th of January. They are on that road stretch with three victories versus two defeats and hoping to go 4-2 on the road if they can pick up a win here tonight against Cadott. Cadott has been competitive but has not seen the results on the scoreboard. They have lost seven straight games. The Hornets are 5-13 on the season. They are last right now in the Western Cloverbelt Conference at 0-10. McDonald right now in a tie for second with Stanley Boyd in the WCC. McDonald is 12-5 on the year. They are 6-4 in Western Cloverbelt Conference play on Tuesday night. Losses for both of these teams, but Cadott, again, facing off against the fellow second-place team along with McDonald in the conference, Stanley Boyd. It was here at Cadott, and a tight game. The Hornets up by one at the half, lost by one, 54-53 in that game. Braden Schneider led the way with 18 points. They also got 11 from Brody Burrish. It was a tough one, maybe one they'd like to flush and forget for McDonald also on Tuesday night as they took a pounding at Bloomer 58-32 in that game. Cooper Mittermeier led the way with 10 points, 3 of 9 from the field, 1 of 6 from downtown. Grant Smisky had a fine game, 2 of 4 from outside and 9 points. But again, only one McDonald player in double figures in that loss to Bloomer. They were down 30-10 at the half and were 4 of 25 from distance, 16%, 26% from the field. They did shoot 4 of 5 from the free throw line, but just 5 assists on 12 field goals. And again, just a tough game against a very, very elite team, Division III team in Bloomer. The Blackhawks are 10-0 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference and 16-1 on the season. We're going to hear from both head coaches. We'll start off with new head coach Sean Schelzel of the Cadott Hornets. Then we'll hear from Coach Schilling. It's Max pregame here on WOGO 103.1 FM AM 680 and WOGO.com. I'm Caleb Swenson. Mark Maloney will be joining me a little bit later on in the pregame show, and Dan Anderson keeps things running smoothly back at the WOGO home base in Halley. It's good to have you with us for McDonald Max Basketball here on WOGO Sports. We're going to step out, be back in 2.5 minutes with our interviews with both head coaches, again starting with Coach Schelzel of Cadott. It's the Max and the Hornets Western Cloverbelt Conference boys basketball tonight on WOGO Sports.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
What is a home? It is so much more than just rooms, a garage, and a yard. A home is first steps, birthday parties, and Christmas morning. It's basketball in the driveway and barbecues in the backyard. A home is where you grow up and where you'll always come back. I'm Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors, and I don't just help people buy and sell houses, I help them find home. If that's what you're looking for, connect with me at hollybovey.com or call or text me at 715-577-HOME.
Hi, I'm Justin Check, lifetime member of the Check Law Office team. As a former Chi High and college quarterback and now a Division II quarterbacks coach, I know the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that my dad brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Communication, dedication, experience, trust. The same characteristics you want in a team, you need in your attorney. The Check Law Firm motto has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Hi, I'm Jamie Liebrandt, Market President at Northwestern Bank, where everything we do comes back to our mission to build stronger communities where people matter. We serve our communities throughout Northwestern Wisconsin with great services and all the conveniences of modern banking. But we pledge to never lose the personal, friendly style that makes us who we are. Our team connects people and businesses with customized financial solutions that work for them, and we are always committed to giving back. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake, book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Welcome back to the Donald Max Western Clovelbelt Conference basketball here on the road at beautiful Cadott High School here with head coach Sean Schelzel of the Cadott Hornets. Second matchup between the Hornets and your McDonald Central Max. And coach, you guys have been playing opponents tough, haven't always been getting the W, but it seems like the second time through the gauntlet that is the Western Clovelbelt Conference, you're staying competitive and on the verge.
Yeah, you know, we've actually played most of the teams pretty well. We just haven't been able to put 36 minutes together. It's usually our second half. Right out of the half, we start a little slow and they get a little run on us, but we've been correcting that, and hopefully it continues for us.
What are you looking for from your team defensively against McDonald? I know they hit 10 three-pointers against you at their place, but sometimes on the road it's a little bit tougher to shoot a higher percentage.
It is, but we still got to focus on that. I mean, yeah, 10 three-pointers, we're really focus this week on protecting that three-point line, and hopefully we can cool them off a little bit, but that's definitely something we're going to need to do. McDonald shoots the three ball well, and we're just going to have to get a hand up, box out, and get a good run going.
And finally, coach, offensively, a lot of attention paid with good reason to your junior Braden Schneider, but who else do you need to set out to step up to be able to win this game?
We're missing a guy tonight. He's out sick, Nolan Freed. He was a guy that we really relied on now lately, so we're going to need a few of them seniors to really step up a little bit more tonight. Brody Burrish and Nolan Blum to have some good games tonight. Brody had a real nice game last time, so I'm hoping he can have another one tonight.
Well, Coach, good to meet you. We appreciate your time and looking forward to a competitive game tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Sean Schelzel of Cadott. Back after this with Coach Schilling of the Max. This is McDonald Max pregame on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bob for a deep three. Got it! And the Cardinals in a 12-0 run.
Matty Geisler left open for three. Nailed it! Left wing triple for Matty.
Foyles hands off to Evan.
Back in!
Finally! Ethan to Evan Foyles!
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Welcome back to Max Basketball on the Road at Cadott Western Clover Belt Conference Hoops here on WOGO Sports 103.1 FM and WOGO.com here with McDonald head coach Adam Schilling. And coach, fifth game of that road swing, sixth game road swing a couple days ago, and that was a tough one on the road at Bloomer. How much do you have to say, guys, we can learn from this game, and how much do you just have to flush it? Because it was a tough one.
Yeah, I think we just, right after the game is over, we came in the locker room and said, well, that game is over, and that's kind of the approach you got to take with it. So it was a good learning experience for us to go play against a really good team on the road. But in the same sense, that's a good thing about basketball. You get to get in the gym and play another team here in a couple days, and tonight we got another good, tough game for us.
Coach, when you were at Regis, was the last time we had you again in a loss, and that game struggled offensively. But then when we saw you guys down in Osseo hit 12 threes, the offense seemed to find some more sync and more rhythm. So it seems like, again, you've got a fairly young team, but at this point of the season, they're able to take some punches and respond.
Yeah, I think just starting the game, the Regis and Bloomer game, we both started slow, and then you're kind of playing uphill right away, and I think that's where the nerves can kind of settle in. So just getting off to a good start is really important, getting everybody touch the ball a little bit early in the game. So that's something we're stressing to try to, do every game going forward, and hopefully we can do that tonight.
And finally, Coach, what do you see in this Cadott team? Obviously, you got them the first time at your place, but here they are, their home court. They've got some talent, in particular, a junior, Braden Schneider, who you know well. He's a talented player.
Yeah, they got some nice players. They're playing pretty hard. They've been competitive in a lot of their games. So it's never easy to win on the road in our conference. And, again, it'll be another tough game for us. But if we can come in and play good defense, I think we'll be in the game.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. We'll talk to you afterward, and hopefully it's a 4-2 road swing here.
Great. Thank you for coming out.
Head Coach Adam Schilling, we continue with McDonald Max pregame here on WOGO live from Cadott.
Northwestern Bank, delivering our values, creating a positive impact.
Working with Jamie at Northwestern Bank is like having another key player on your team. He believes getting to know you and your business is what allows him to provide the best banking solutions for your company's needs. His leadership and dedication has helped local businesses and organizations expand and grow, creating a positive impact in the Chippewa Valley.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
A plumbing or heating emergency doesn't just wait around for standard business hours.
Sorry, we're closed.
And that's why Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating is available 24/7. Serving the Chippewa Valley and surrounding areas since 1969, trust Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Day or night, we're here for you. Wirzgala Plumbing and Heating. Call 839-0707. 839-0707.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Max pregame here on WOGO Radio, 103.1 FM, AM 680, live streaming and podcast at WOGO.com. Caleb Swenson, Mark Malone will be with you live from Cadott High School. It's your 12-5 McDonald Central Max against the Hornets of Cadott, who are 5-13 on the year, the second-place team, the Western Clover Belt, against the eighth-place team. But you can't take anything for granted in this conference, Mark Maloney.
No, and if, you know, the second time through, you know, people get better, and you know, we got to see how these guys respond. I mean, I was up at that Bloomer game, and yeah, Coach Schilling kind of remarked that they didn't play well, but again, Bloomer's a very, very good team. They're very big and not necessarily physical, but they're some big kids in there that played very, very well in the middle, kind of outdid us. And again, we didn't shoot the ball very well down there over at Bloomer. So I'm hoping tonight that these guys can come out here and hit some threes right away.
68-53 was the score back on December 21st, the last time these two teams met. McDonald, the victor there. They were up 11 at the half. Braden Schneider for Cadott had a nice game with 20 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, and 4 steals. He was 6 of 8 from the field, 5 of 7 from the free throw line. He's a junior. Senior Brody Burrish with 11 points and 6 rebounds. Cooper Mittermeier, McDonald Jr., led the way for the Max. They hit 10 three-pointers in that game, all from Mittermeier, Cale Holm, and Carson Galvez. Cooper had 24 points, was 4 of 11 from downtown, had 6 assists. Cale Holm was also 4 of 11 from downtown, had 14 points and 5 steals. Carson Galvez with 12 points, 2 of 4 from long range. But again, a big factor in that game, Mark, a 37-25 rebounding advantage for McDonald. And a lot of those went to Miles Flanagan, who's not going to be available here tonight. He had 6 points but 10 rebounds in that game. McDonald lost the turnover battle in that game by a big margin. They turned the ball over 22 times to only 8 from Cadott. But again, McDonald rebounded well. They passed the ball well, 20 assists on 27 field goals, and that 12-rebound advantage, too. And so, again, they're going to need more players to step up. In particular, they'll look to their big man, Mason Bussey, who will be playing a lot more minutes with Miles out.
Yes, and, you know, Mason's a big kid in that middle. He doesn't have his post moves down very well yet. He's kind of always looking to dish out. I'd like to see him shoot the ball more because he's right underneath the basket. But we'll see what he can do tonight. But, yeah, he's a force in that middle, and he can take over some rebounding there, and hopefully the outside shooters will be on tonight.
This is Max Pregame on WOGO Sports. Your Toys and Ford keys to the game coming up in 1 minute on WOGO.
Stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents' Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-Hi alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Finishing up Max pregame live from the home of the Hornets here in Cadott. It's McDonald against Cadott and Western Clover Belt Conference boys basketball. And it's time for the Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford in Chippewa Falls. Mark Maloney, what's it going to take for McDonald to get a victory here?
Again, I think they got to start with the foot on the gas tonight. They really got to push the ball. They do a good job pushing the ball up and down the floor. We got to get our shooting percentages up a little bit tonight and push the ball and see if we can't open this up quickly.
Your Toys and Ford keys to the game, brought to you by the dealer where you'll find a friend, Toys and Ford, next to the new Festival Foods in Chippewa Falls. We're back with player introductions and tip-off next. This is WOGO's coverage of Max Basketball.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Yep, it's cold. And as you're spending extra time indoors, you realize it's time for a change. No, not a tropical getaway. Something a little more practical, like that long overdue bathroom remodel from Burzgala Plumbing and Heating. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or jacuzzi. How about finally adding that extra bathroom in the basement? Call Burzgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate and make the dream happen.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
What are customers saying about Post Glass and Mirror?
Amazing job on my screens and very friendly. Windows look new.
Great work, polite and professional. They've installed 3 shower surrounds for us, and we've been happy with all of them.
Got 2 shower doors from Post Glass and Mirror. High quality, excellent service.
Love the attention to detail.
Prices are the best in town, along with fast customer service.
For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss the cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, February 10th at McDonald.
WOGO coverage of McDonald Max basketball. Starting lineups being introduced for McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier, the 5'11 junior guard, number 3, 12.2 points per game. He's hit 41 three-pointers. Cale Holm, 5'10 sophomore guard, number 20. Their leading scorer at 13.2 points per game. Cooper leads the team in assists. Jordan Secor, second on the team in assists at 3 per game. Just under 8 points per game for the 6'3 junior guard, number 24. Carson Galvez, 6'3 sophomore forward, number 33. 5.8 rebounds per game. That is third on the team, 9.4 points per game for Carson. He's also second on the team in free throw attempts. And rounding out the starting five, Mason Buzzy, 6'4 sophomore center, number 50, 6.4 rebounds per game to lead the team, 3.4 points. Adam Schilling, sixth year as head coach of the McDonald Max, with 108 victories versus just 43 defeats. For Sean Schelzel, head coach of Kadah, they will start Braden Schneider. He's a 6-foot junior, number 0, just under 18 points per game to lead the team. Parker Davis, a 5'10 junior, 4.5 points per game for number 3 Davis. Number 5 Brody Burrish, one of 2 seniors in the starting five, 6'2 forward, 8.3 points and 9.9 rebounds, leads the team in rebounding. Jackson Barone, 6'3 junior, number 11, 3.9 points, 5.5 rebounds. And Nolan Blum, he's the other senior, 5'11 senior guard, number 23, just under 12 points per game. Kadah also has 4 players, according to Wisports.net, that are shooting 47% or better from downtown. And they are on their home floor. Kadah in the white uniforms with the black numerals, gold piping, black accents. McDonald resplendent in their royal blue uniforms. White numerals and gold piping as Jordan Sikora wins the tip, and McDonald will move left to right as we begin. Good to have you with us, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on WOGO Sports, 103.1 FM, AM 680, and WOGO.com. Dan Anderson, our producer, back at the WOGO studios in Halley for this Max basketball game. Jordan Sikora on the left wing, drops into Mason Bussey. Bussey lost it off his toe, but looked like it was last touched by Kadad instead.
Off of a Kadad toe.
Somebody with a size 13 or 14 shoe out there kicked it. Inbound to Sikora, just inside half court. And a beautiful, bright gym here in Kadad. Very nice scoreboards as well, too, so hopefully we won't lose track of anything. Stepping in front of a pass to steal Jackson Barone. Barone down the lane, too strong off the window. Rebound to Bussey. Quick outlet to Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper wants to push. Cooper's going to pull up for a three in transition. That off the side of the rim. Long rebound in the corner, not able to be tracked down. And it will go back to Kadad. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has been turning your dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com at StelterIncorporated.com. Whistle and a foul far side of the floor. Blocking foul on McDonald is Braden Schneider, the 6-foot junior. Again, who had 20 against McDonald back on December 21st. Trying to work his way through the double team. And that whistle goes against Jordan Sikora of the Mavs. His first team's first. Pass down low to Brody Burrish. Again, almost 10 rebounds per game. It's a pretty physical looking Kadad team. Again, their football team has had more and more success the last couple of years.
Want to get these girls for the 50-50, but they missed them.
And grab on the way back. Missed shot from just outside the right elbow. Burrish off target. McDonald push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm back to Sikora straight on. Sikora did not score the last time these two teams met. Throwing it down low, and there's a nice bucket from Galvez. Galvez from low on the left makes it 2-0 McDonald. And last time these two played, Jordan Sikora with 0 points and five turnovers, which is just very rare for the McDonald junior. Carson Galvez almost tipped a pass away. Cross-court skip to Schneider. He'll step back into a three and hit it. Makes it 3-2. Kadad trotting back down the floor. Braden Schneider, again, from WISPSports.net stats, he's hit 34 threes and 59% from downtown. Just an incredible shooting percentage. If those statistics are accurate. 3-2, McDonald down one.
That was a nice-looking shot that he just took there.
Carson Galvez, right wing. Galvez drops down, right block, extend to Cale Holm. He's doubled back out to Carson. Carson, a little jab step down the middle of the lane. Doubled, goes over the top of one defender. No offensive rebound. Put back, good.
Very good.
Nice work from Carson Galvez and four quick points for the McDonald sophomore. 6'3", using that length. Again, McDonald out-rebounded the Hornets 37-25 in that game back in December. Pass whipped along the left baseline. Kick out Schneider for another three. That one rims in and out. Rebound tapped out by Sikora to Cooper Mittermeier. Gives it back to Jordan. Jordan across the timeline, far side of the floor. Sikora outside the arc, working off a screen from Bussey. Drops it down to Mason Bussey. Bussey goes high off the glass and scores. A nice touch from the left block.
We need Mason to do some scoring.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank, 6-3 McDonald. Quick three for the tie. That's an air ball from the right corner for Brody Burrish. Sikora crossing the Hornets logo at midcourt. Drops down to Cale Holm in the left corner. He'll hesitate, then take a three. Hits it off the side of the rim. Carson Galvez battling for the rebound. Saves it inbounds to Sikora in the deep right corner. Out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier loses track of the dribble for a moment. Back out to Sikora on the right wing. Cale Holm between the wheels. Skips over to Carson Galvez. McDonald leading 6-3. Galvez bobbles and called for a travel. Yep. 14-17. 6-3 McDonald. Early going here in the first half. Right wing Burrish. He's trapped. Back to Schneider. And Schneider called for an over and back as he was a little bit too close.
Yeah, he didn't get established there. I mean, you can. Yep. Ref's explaining that to coach. He needs to get both feet established.
So it's a turnover to McDonald. Jordan Sikora up top to Carson Galvez. Working against Burrish. Leaves for Sikora. He'll try a three in rhythm. Back rim. No kill. Home with the rebound. Home. Kick out to Galvez in the left corner. Galvez finds Cooper Mittermeier. Cutting to the basket. High off the glass. No, but a foul. Cooper will go to the line shooting two. Mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising. That's coming up February 10th, Saturday at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support all schools and students. More on that in a moment. Mittermeier, first free throw is good. Enjoy live jazz and live big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. Don't miss that cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Mittermeier looking to go 2 for 2, and he will. Stop by or call the school to get your Mardi Gras raffle tickets with event tickets available at the school or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. Max Mardi Gras, Saturday, February 10th at McDonald. Little trouble in the corner for Jackson Barone, but he skips it back out to Schneider. 8-3 McDonald, 13:35 to go first half. You're on the road at Cadott. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Right corner to Schneider. They'll pick it down, Nolan Blum. Blum at the right elbow. Flips it out to Parker Davis. Davis has his pocket pick just jarred loose. Oh, Cooper Mittermeier loses that midcourt, but a foul on Schneider. And that will be the first on Braden Schneider. Well, has that small chip in your windshield turn into a big crack? Don't let it become a big problem. Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. If you have a need for anything glass, a new mirror quality shower doors, a new windshield, call the glass leaders. White City Glass. Almost 5 minutes into the first half, a 5-point lead for McDonald. Carson Galvez looking for two more. No, but a foul down low as Galvez got good position on Jackson Barone and draws the contact and the whistle.
Yeah, he had real good position. He took too long to shoot that basket. He was so wide open.
Galvez with 4 points, a game high. A 6'3" sophomore forward, first of two, and it's good.
Second foul on Barone. He's coming out.
So Barone picks up two of the three fouls for the Hornets. Second free throw is no good. Rimmed out. Robbed by the iron there, Carson Galvez. 5 points for Carson. 6-point lead. Full two possession advantage for McDonald. Schneider up top. Flips it over right wing. That's Riley Sopiars. 6'2" junior. Kick to the left side. Burrish reins in a three. The 6'2" senior all net from the left wing, and it's a 3-point game just like that. 9-6 McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier, left of the circle to Galvez. Galvez jab steps, Euros between a couple defenders, tried to shovel it in the paint and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by McDonald. He was looking for Mason Bussey. Grant Smiski's going to come in and will give Mason Bussey a breather. Grant had 9 points in that game against Bloomer on Tuesday night. 5'10" junior guard number one Smiski, averaging 3.1 points, 2.4 rebounds, and just over one assist per game. Almost one third of the way through the first half. 9-6 McDonald here on the road at Cadott. Burrish right wing drops it down to Sopiars. Up top, Braden Schneider. He's been a little quiet after hitting that first three, but and he can heat up in a hurry. Cameron Allard, a 5'11" junior. Leaves it for Schneider high on the left. Sikora will try and hang with him. Now the switch, Sikora, as Schneider drives left block. He'll pull back for a home, pulled down the rebound and had it jarred loose, knocked away in the paint. Cooper Mittermeier returns the favor, picking the pocket. McDonald has a 2-on-0. Cooper Mittermeier down the lane, missed the layup. No. A good challenge there by Sopiars, out of bounds to McDonald,
yep,
I believe.
McDonald ball coming back out of this 30-second timeout.
We are back in half a minute. This is Max Basketball on WOGO Sports.
Here's what customers are saying about Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating.
We've used Wurzgalla for plumbing and HVAC for decades. They're the only ones we trust.
Wurzgalla did a fabulous job with my plumbing project. Highly recommend.
They do a great job every time, and they're prompt even in the dead of winter.
Wurzgalla Plumbing and Heating would love to earn your trust as well. From that leaky faucet to installing a new furnace or an entire bathroom or kitchen remodel. Free estimates. Call 839-0707 or go to wurzgalla.com.
Yeah.
McDonald Basketball and WOGO Sports, Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. ServiceMasterChippewaValley.com. Trust comes in the yellow truck. McDonald with two at the blocks, two at the elbows, and Carson Galvez to trigger this inbounds play. Max lead 9-6 into Sikora in the left corner. Guarded by Burrish. Close up top. The lead for Grant Smisky. Smisky, a pass up top to Cooper Mittermeier, who almost lost control of it. And then Mittermeier runs into Schneider as they help each other up at midcourt. Ball was loose and bodies collided.
Yeah.
I think they're actually going to get Cameron Allard with the foul, though. Allard, the junior. 9-6, McDonald inbounding now in the backcourt. Mittermeier leaves it for Jordan Sikora. Grant Smisky high on the left. Smisky testing the paint with the dribble. Out to Cooper Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora left wing. Sikora puts on the floor with the right hand, hangs in the air high off the glass and scores.
That's a tough shot.
Jordan Sikora soaring to the rack with a nice teardrop floater off the window. That's his first basket, 11-6 McDonald. Just over 11 minutes to go here in the first half from Cadott. Cameron Allard. Up top to Schneider. Schneider near the logo at midcourt, working against Sikora with the right-handed dribble. Schneider driving baseline. Nice take all the way to the rim. Brandon Schneider, a burst of speed as he turns the corner. Three-point game once again, 11-8 McDonald. Sikora high on the right, working a left-handed dribble off a screen from Cooper Mittermeier to Grant Smisky on the right wing. Smisky down the lane, comes to a jump stop, finds Cale Holm. Holm along the baseline and called for an offensive foul. The officials look at one another and agree, and I think that's a good call.
I do too. Cale just didn't quite himself stopped in time.
Well, whether you're a contractor, a business owner, or just looking to make some home improvements, H&R Electric is your solution. Call them at 715-723-2977. That's 723-2977. H&R Electric, proud to back the Max. Burrish right wing. 10:30 to go. 11-8 McDonald. Sopiars along the baseline. Ball loose in the corner and knocked off of Cadott. Parker Davis hassled there. By Cooper Mittermeier and out of bounds to McDonald.
I don't think anybody from the blue hit it that time.
McDonald trying to extend this one possession lead. Moving left to right here in the first half as we see it. Up in the bleachers at Cadott. Sikora crossover on his man. Kick out Grant Smisky. Smisky with the ball fake. At the right elbow now maintaining the dribble. Leaves for Carson Galvez. Galvez back out to Smisky high on the right. Shoots it down. Play catch on the right wing. Sikora left wing now. Flip over to Grant Smisky. Smisky at the foul line, driving down the lane. Smisky blocked on the way up, but a foul against Cadott, and that will send the McDonald Jr. to the line shooting two.
Almost a clean block, but got a little arm.
Fifth foul on Cadott. Two whistles so far against McDonald, and Smisky at the foul line shooting a pair. First free throw for Grant. Is off the mark. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education. Oh. Caring faculty and small class sizes as Grant's make on the second free throw is waved off.
Yep, he crossed the line too
lane
soon.
Lane violation. Hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today. It remains an 11-8 advantage for the Max. The 9:46 and counting here in the first half. Pretty good crowd on hand here in Cadott. The black and yellow decor. Down the lane, Sopiars has his pocket picked as Grant Smisky ripped it loose. Push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm right wing, long cross court skip Carson Galvez to Grant Smisky. Smisky little chin fake. Moves it over for Sikora in the left corner. Jordan working a right-handed dribble to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts the shoulder down, goes left baseline out to Sikora. Sikora shoots it over to Grant Smisky. Smisky jab stepping off a Cale Holm screen. Holm rolls to the bucket. Nothing there. Grant Smisky powers one up high off the window. No. A little bit too strong. Burrish with the rebound.
Good move by Grant. Just not getting that ball to go in.
Right wing is Burrish. Burrish stepping back for his second three of the night. That one comes up well short. Long rebound out to Carson Galvez. Past the halfway point of the first half, Ben Siegenthaler is going to check in a moment, and another Cadot foul.
Yes.
This one's going against Parker Davis. That is the sixth, so none left to give for Coach Schelzel's squad. Eli Stepp and Ben Siegenthaler in. Siegenthaler, number five, the six-foot junior forward. And Stepp, the 5'9" sophomore guard, number two.
Both just came off of a really, really tough JV game.
McDonald won that one 54-44, but it was tight about 5 minutes left to play. Scott was within one, I believe. 11-8 McDonald. Cooper Mittermeier spins past his defender, can't hit the three from the right wing, knocked out of bounds. Last touched by the Max. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial quality propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. There's a foul in the backcourt on Ben Siegenthaler. Just the third on McDonald in the first half. Again, Quality Propane, call 723-9490. Stop by their office in Chippewa Falls or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. It's qualitypropaneandfuels.com. McDonald with some backcourt pressure. We'll pull it back as Cadot crosses the mid-stripe. Cameron Allard up top. They'll leave to Sopiars. Davis puts on the floor with the left hand, going by Mittermeier. Whistle and a foul. Ooh. The basket drops through. Hoop and harm. And a chance to tie the game for Parker Davis, the 5'10". Junior for Cadot, 11-10 McDonald, and Davis shooting the end one. Free throw is good, and we are tied at 11.
We got to get some shots off here. We got to get them to go in. They're getting decent looks, decent shots, but the ball, again, just doesn't go through the hoop.
Eli Stepp right wing. Good head fake is by one defender out to Grant Smisky. Smisky for three, left of the circle. Good. And Smisky picking up where he left off. So he was 2 of 4 from long range on Tuesday night against Bloomer. 14-11 McDonald.
The only McDonald scoring 3 points on that game.
Deep three for Schneider to answer. No, far side of the rim, going high for the rebound Stepp. And now Eli Stepp off to the races, finds Mittermeier. Mittermeier high off the window. No, in transition. The layup doesn't go down. Schneider's going to whip it ahead. Davis down the lane. Challenged on the way to the hoop by Smisky. Knocked out of bounds. Clean block. Good hustle on defense by the McDonald junior. Cadot will have a baseline out of bounds play coming up here as Burrish will check out and back in as Nolan Blum. But Smisky racing down the floor to prevent an easy layup in transition. Up top, the feed to Schneider, working against Siegenthaler, skips it over to the right wing. It's Cameron Allard back out to Schneider. Schneider at the foul line, comes between two defenders and a nice euro to the rim. Braden Schneider has 7 points. 14-13 McDonald.
He's got a good take to the basket.
And averaging almost 18 per game. Carson Galvez, good ball fake, gets by two defenders, hangs in the air and hits from the baseline. Good fake by Galvez, he has 7. Slipping along that baseline. Grant Smisky knocks a pass away for a moment. Pulled back in the corner by Blum. They'll leave it up top, Parker Davis. Davis back to Schneider. Schneider throws it along the baseline. Almost lost there by Blum. Back to Schneider. Kick out right wing. Deep three from that right side and off the side of the iron. A miss for Cadot. McDonald coming the other way. Leading 16-13 with 6.5 minutes remaining here in the first half. Eli Stepp right wing. Drops down to Carson Galvez. Galvez to Grant Smisky. Only McDonald player to hit a three here in the first half so far. Galvez jab step goes between two defenders on the way to the hoop. Blocking foul called. He's going to send Carson to the line regardless, as that's the 7th on Cadot. But Carson will be shooting 2 here with 7 points, tied with Braden Schneider for a game high.
Could use him here. Open it up a little bit.
.6:15 remaining in the half. First free throw is perfect for Carson Galvez.
There's Mason Bussey in.
Ben Siegenthaler gets a hand. And Carson Galvez looking to go 2 for 2 on this trip to the charity stripe. Second free throw. Rims out, and we have a whistle and a foul underneath. I think they're going to get Mason Bussey.
Yep, they will.
Well, our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Visit your local Nicolet Bank team in Eau Claire or Lake Hallion anytime at nicoletbank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. Eli Stepp comes out. Carson Galvez does as well. So now Cale Holm, Grant Smiske, Jordan Sikora, Cooper Mittermeier, and Mason Bussey, the five on the floor for Coach Schilling and McDonald. Left wide open for three, and making McDonald pay is Nolan Blum, the 5'11 senior, who's shooting 48% from downtown, and a wide open look from the left wing. 17-16 the Max. Jordan Sikor in the right corner, out to Grant Smiske, right at the circle, back for Sikor in that corner. Sikor puts on the floor with the left hand, comes to a jump stop outside the lane, skip over to Grant in the left wing. Smiske driving left baseline, pulls it back, backing his man down to Cale Holm. Holm pulls up from 10 feet in the lane, back rimmed it, no. Rebound gobbled up by Mason Bussey. Bussey right back to the rim, no. Trying to get the rebound again and called for a foul.
Yeah, Mason needs to make those. He misses a lot of those little bunnies.
5:28 left to play. That's the fifth foul on McDonald, excuse me, the sixth. And the second on Mason Bussey. We'll see if Coach Schilling's going to leave the sophomore out there for now. He will. Playing with those two fouls. Going to have to play clean for a bit. 5:20 remaining. Again, wide open for three. And again, hitting a three is Nolan Blum in the left corner this time. And Blum gives Kadot their first lead, 19-17. Cooper Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora. Sikora out to Grant Smiske, who caught that pass right above his shoelaces. Now Cooper Mittermeier driving in hard. No offensive rebound. Put
there
back.
Go.
A good, strong move by Mason Bussey. Bussey has four, and we're tied at 19.
That's what we need him to do, is to be able to grab those offensive boards and put it right back up.
Schneider up top. Gives it on the right wing for Cameron Aller. Back to Schneider between the wheels. Aller and Schneider playing catch. A bounce up top to Schneider. Against Cooper Mittermeier, picks up his dribble. Tipped pass. Grant Smiske almost had it. Allard retrieves the right corner to Schneider, right at the circle. Schneider at the right elbow. Back to Allard. Allard, good look at three, right wing. Side of the rim, no. Rebound to McDonald, but a foul underneath. And a push.
Cale Holm.
Called on Cale Holm. Carson Galvez in. Bussey and Smiske sit. Also for the first time tonight, Alex Tokarski, 6'3", senior forward, number 10, into the game for McDonald. 19-19, 4:25 to play in the first half. And
shoot,
the officials getting this straightened out here, as Kadot will be shooting a 1-1. That's the second foul on Cale Holm as well. So Burrish will shoot the 1-1 here, trying to break this tie at 19. Free throw is good. Don't let a lingering injury keep you from being your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Second free throw off the mark. And McDonald trails by 120-19. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls, with a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO. Wide open for three. Front of the rim, no, for McDonald's Jordan Sikora. 20-19 it remains. Carson Galvez back to pass down and then saves it along the base, and a beautiful play by the McDonald sophomore. Cale Holm, left corner. Holm driving baseline, wraps a bounce pass to Tokarski. Tokarski whips it out, and it's stolen by Schneider. 3:47. Schneider back to Burrish. Deep three, right at the circle, back rim, no. Rebound pulled down by Tokarski. Quick outlet to Cooper Mittermeier to Cale Holm. Holm a one-on-two between a couple defenders, pushes a pass out, and that's stolen by Schneider. Schneider pushed down the lane. Layup won't go down. A miss by Nolan Blum, and McDonald now in transition. Back and forth we go. Sikora to Cooper Mittermeier in transition. Deep three, rims out. Offensive rebound, Carson Galvez. Kick to Cale Holm. Right corner pocket. Three is good.
Took us a while.
Too many opportunities there for McDonald, and they retake the lead. 22-20, timeout on the floor, 60-second timeout. We're back in 1 minute on WOGO Sports.
At Post Glass and Mirror, quality comes first. Maybe you need a beautiful storefront window or a show-stopping custom shower door. Post Glass and Mirror can custom cut glass and mirrors and offers quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. And if your windshield takes a hit, they offer free mobile service and can recalibrate windshields from all makes and models. When you call Post Glass and Mirror, you're calling professionals. For commercial, home, and auto glass, call Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Call 723-8676 or postglassandmirror.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Welcome back to McDonald Max Basketball. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you on 103.1 FM, AM 680, WOGO.com. We're live on the road at Cadott. Home of the Hornets, Western Cloverbelt Conference basketball game. The McDonald Max trying to hang on to second place in the conference, tied with Stanley Boyd, trailing only the Bloomer Blackhawks. It's a tight game here. Max just retook the lead before the timeout from Coach Adam Schilling. It's 22-20. Max with the lead, Cadott with the basketball. Burrish left corner out to Blum. Eli Stepp, Cooper Mittermeier, Alex Dekarski, Carson Galvez, Jordan Sikora, the five on the floor right now for McDonald. Under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. Right side, Cameron Allard leaves it for Davis. Davis to Blum in the left wing. Blum working against Eli Stepp. They'll shoot it down to Burrish. Burrish against Dekarski. Falling away along the baseline, goes over the top of the backboard. Good defense there by Dekarski to force a wild shot.
Well, Alex has been playing very, very good basketball lately.
The senior stepping up as McDonald again without Miles Flanagan. Certainly needs some height and some interior presence. Right side, Eli Stepp, and Stepp called for steps. Nice head fake and maybe faked himself out a little bit. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Annie Gunderson, and their team are honored to be part of the Chippewa Falls community. Wynn Family Dentistry, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Cameron Allard takes a seat. For Cadott, Schneider back out there. Eli Stepp diving on the floor, trying to get a loose ball. Blum, a pull-up from 10 feet is good. Nolan Blum has 8 points. We're tied at 22. Eli almost had that loose basketball, but it turns into a bucket for Cadott. Cooper Mittermeier has a pass knocked away. Back to Cooper. And Schneider diving into his own bench trying to save it. Good hustle by both teams here.
Yes.
Again, Cadott has been very close. Sikora for three. Back rim no from the right wing. And a whistle and a foul to Karski. And that will send Cadott to the line for another 1-1 with a minute 50 left. Team foul number 8 on the Max. That's just the first on Alex Dekarski. Rizgala Plumbing and Heating is seeking plumbers, heating service technicians, and an HVAC project manager and estimator. Stop in to Rizgala's office in Eau Claire to find out more or apply online at rizgala.com. The 1-1 free throw is good for Parker Davis. And it's 23-22. Cadott now retakes the lead for the third time tonight. Grant Smiski about to check back in. Second free throw is good as well for Davis. He has 5 points. Good balance. Scoring for the Hornets. Tukarski out. Grant Smiski in. McDonald trails by a bucket. 24-22. Inbounds to Sikora. Sikora picks up his dribble. Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier guarded by Davis. Out to Smiski. Smiski on the left wing. Leaves for Jordan Sikora. Sikora crosses over on his man to Eli Stepp in the left corner. Again, McDonald with some foul trouble here. Cale Holm has two, as does Mason Bussey. Sikora stepping back for three, reins it in right in the circle. All net, a pure splash for Jordan Sikora. He has five, and McDonald takes the lead back 25-24 in a seesaw affair here at Cadott.
About a minute 15 left in the half.
Schneider to Blum. Blum to Burrish in the left corner. Burrish loops it up top. Braden Schneider back to Burrish. Eli Stepp on him. Bounce pass to Braden Schneider. Schneider pulls up. Foul line jumper is good. 26-25 Cadott. Braden Schneider, a very smooth 15-footer. Sikora between the wheels. 53 seconds to play in the half. Grant Smisky out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier to Grant. Smisky, big ball fake. Stumbles at the foul line. Kick out to Eli Stepp in the right corner. Back out to Grant Smisky. Smisky, little jab step, leaves for Sikora. Sikora to Carson Galvez, left corner. Against Burrish. Galvez going by him, spins back out to Sikora. Sikora at the foul line. Euro in the lane, hit on the way up. Shot goes through, but they'll wave it off. With 32.6 seconds left, this is going to send Jordan Sikora to the line. Eighth team foul on Cadott. Sikora sitting at 5 points. McDonald trailing by a point, 26-25, just over half a minute to go. First free throw here for the McDonald junior, Jordan Sikora, is perfect. Well, it's time. Time to call Wersgala Plumbing and Heating for that long overdue bathroom remodel. Treat yourself to a walk-in shower or a jacuzzi, or finally add that extra bathroom you've been doing without. Call Wersgala Plumbing and Heating for a free estimate. Second free throw is good for Jordan Sikora. 839-0707, 839-0707, or Wersgala.com. Final half minute. McDonald leading 27-26. Schneider driving baseline, pulls it back in the right corner. 23 seconds to play. Up top, Parker Davis. Davis at the left elbow, testing. Runner with the left hand. Back rim, side rim, no. Offensive rebound, pushback, no. Second offensive rebound. That one won't fall down for Burrish. And cook out to Braden Schneider. Schneider to Burrish. Burrish back to Schneider, and Schneider scores. The steal by Cadott. Now to beat the buzzer off the glass. Too strong for Cooper Mittermeier. McDonald trailing at the break. Down 28-27. We'll step out and be back in 3.5 minutes here on WOGO Sports. A tight game here in Cadott. Just 1 point separate the Hornets and the Max. We are back in 3.5 with stats, highlights, analysis, and Mark Maloney's military shoutouts. This is McDonald Basketball on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic brain and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Remember when you were a kid and broke that window? Remember how bad you felt when Mom and Dad found out? Mom made everything okay with hot cookies. Dad called White City Glass to fix it. That was years ago. When someone little you know breaks one of your windows, bake the cookies and call White City Glass. They're in the business of fixing broken glass of any kind. White City Glass, helping people of all ages since 1967.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bob for a deep three. Got it! And the Cardinals in a 12-0 run.
Matty Geisler left open for three. Nailed it! Left wing triple for Matty.
Foyles hands off to Evan.
Back in.
Finally.
It goes in.
Finally.
Ethan to Evan Foyles.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Time here on WOGO from Kadad. It's just about time for Chuck-a-Duck. And we're going to try and do this live on the air here. Oh, I was way off.
I went over the top of it.
I was way off. There's a few that are really close. Ooh. Again, right in the middle. They're little rubber duckies, very small rubber duckies. And there's a little bullseye right in the middle of the Kadad Hornet. And, yeah. I was not nearly as adept at chucking a duck as I was at beanbags.
I am so. A little bouncy.
Well, a lot of fun as always. Yeah. Why we love high school sports. And, man, another reason we love it, these Western Clover Belt Conference games like we're experiencing here tonight, back and forth we go. And kind of like we saw in the JV game, Kadat maybe punched in the mouth a little bit early from McDonald's. They got up 2-3 possessions, but then the Max just surrendering a few long-range baskets. Kadat taking advantage of some McDonald foul trouble, and all of a sudden we have a one-point game. The Hornets with a lead 28-27.
Yeah, I mean, again, we're missing a lot of little bunnies underneath the basket. Not hitting the threes all that well yet. I think we only have 1 3-pointer out there. Oh, no, we got a couple more. Looks like Grant's got one, and Kale and Jordan. But we need to tighten up. I think we need to tighten up our ball control. We got way too many turnovers. I'm at 10 already. And, again, they just kind of going out this a little nonchalantly. I think they need to pick up the intensity a little bit.
That was trouble last time they played Kadat. The Hornets with 8 turnovers, McDonald with 22 in that game, even though they did win by 15, 68-53. 4 players have scored for Kadat, 6 for McDonald. Braden Schneider with a game-high 11 points. The talented junior, 8 for Nolan Blum, 5 for Parker Davis, and 4 for Brody Burst. Round out the scoring for Kadat. On the other side, for McDonald, sophomore Carson Galvez leads the way with 8 points. Junior Jordan Sikora with 7, 4 for Mason Bussey, 3 for Grant Smisky, and Cale Holm, 2 for Cooper Mittermeier. Let's hear some of the first half highlights. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Sports.
Right wing. Galvez drops down, right block, sends it to Cale Holm. Double back out to Carson. Carson, little jab step down the middle of the lane. Double goes over the top of one defender. No offensive rebound. Put back good.
Very good hustle there by
nice work for Carson. Out to Cooper Mittermeier to Jordan Sikora, left wing. Sikora puts on the floor with the right hand, hangs in the air high off the glass and scores.
That's a tough shot.
Jordan Sikora soaring to the rack with a nice teardrop floater off the window.
Hot stuff here. We got to get him to go in. They're getting decent looks, decent shots, but all again just doesn't go through the hoop.
In the step right wing, good head fake is by one defender out to Grant Smisky. Smisky for 3, left of the circle, good.
Oh, he's got a good take to the basket.
And averaging almost 18 per game. Carson Galvez, good ball fake, gets by 2 defenders, hangs in the air and hits from the baseline. Good fake by Galvez, he has 7. To Jordan Sikora. Sikora out to Grant Smisky, caught that pass right above his shoelaces. Now Cooper Mittermeier driving in hard. No offensive rebound. Put back.
Go.
A good, strong move by Mason Bussey. Bussey has 4, and we're tied at 19. Back and forth we go. Sikora to Cooper Mittermeier in transition. Deep 3, rims out. Offensive rebound, Carson Galvez. Kick to Cale Holm, right corner pocket. 3 is good.
Took us a while.
Too many opportunities. Step in the left corner. Again, McDonald with some foul trouble here. Holm has 2 after Mason Bussey. Sikora. all net. A pure splash for Jordan Sikora. He has five, and McDonald takes the lead back 25-24 in a seesaw affair here at Kadaz. Back in half a minute.
Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes. But hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonnellAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538 today.
WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Time for our halftime tradition, Mark Maloney's military shout-outs. Please take it away, Mark.
Thanks, Caleb. And we're going to start off with Glenn Maloney out at McGuire Air Force Base. And I know Caleb asked a little bit on a Freya update. Now, she just had her very first birthday on January 26th.
Happy birthday, Freya.
Little over 18 pounds, sitting up on her own, almost crawling. And again, Glenn was, again, we talk about military people and the sacrifices they give. Glenn was off on a TDY for the last 10 days and just came back tonight. I think he's coming back. So he missed Freya's first birthday. Again, that's some of the sacrifices that our military people do. So a huge thank you out to all of them. Let's head to Alex Maloney down at Barksdale Air Force Base, Jory Kabishik at Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, Kyle and Nicole Leadholm at Yokota Air Force Base, Japan, Greg Hovland at Scott Air Force Base, Sarah Pass and Bovey in the 133rd Minnesota Air Guard. Kristen Levesser Davis is in the Air Force National Guard out of Minneapolis. Carter Billen is in the Security Forces at the Navy Brig in San Diego. John Hayden is with Colfax out of the Guard out of Spooner. Noah Stewart is at Lackland Air Force Base. Noah Christofferson is a McDonnell grad with the Army Specialist at Fort Carson. And I'm going to wrap that up here just to get that short. I just wanted to get that shout out to Freya and Glenn and Linda. She handled the fort there for 10 days. Lita didn't have to go out and help out, but again, you know, when she found out Glenn was going to be gone, she says, well, of course it's going to be on Freya's birthday.
Of course. And thank you so much to our servicemen and women, and we'd love to continue to have more names added to this shout-out list. Kadaz starts out with the basketball and picking up where he left off, Braden Schneider, a fall-away jumper. Hits a lot of rim but drops through the shooter's roll, and Kadaz with their largest lead, 30-27. Carson Galvez to try to tie left wing, back rimmed it, no offensive rebound, soaring out back to Galvez. Sikora with the rebound, and Galvez penetrating down the lane will earn a trip to the line. His team down by a full possession, 17-27 to go, and the pace pretty hectic already in the first 33 seconds of the second half.
Jackson Barone just picked up his third.
Galvez, first free throw is perfect. He has a team-high 9 points. That's his third made free throw. 30-28, McDonald trails by two. Galvez back to the line. Second free throw, no. Offensive rebound, Bussey. Kick out to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier, runner from 10 feet in the lane. No, Bussey battling for the rebound, but Burrish takes it away. Ken Mason, Bussey, Cooper Mittermeier, Jordan Sikora, Cale Holm, and Carson Galvez, original starting five on the floor for McDonald. They trail by two, 30-28. Davis airballs a three from the left corner, rebound to Carson Galvez.
Trying to pick up a transition points here.
Cooper Mittermeier takes it across the timeline to Jordan Sikora, back out to Cale Holm. 1 minute into the second half, Max trail by two. And a critical game here down the stretch, trying to stay in second place in the Western Clover Belt. Carson Galvez, little head fake, driving down to the left block. Maintains the dribble, skips a bounce pass past Cale Holm and out to Cooper Mittermeier. They find Holm straddling the arc. These are for Galvez, who's directing traffic from the left wing. Out to Cale between the wheels. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier. Davis had it for a moment, almost knocked it loose. Jordan Sikora down the lane, hangs in the air, blocked, but a foul. Burrish was in the area, Jackson Barone as well. They get it on Burrish, team second. And that will send Jordan Sikora to the line. A chance to tie the game if he's able to be perfect in this pair. Service Master of Chippewa Valley, your local restoration experts for fire damage, water damage, mold remediation, and trauma. First free throw perfect for Jordan Sikora. Carpet and air duct cleaning available as well. That's servicemasterchippewavalley.com. Remember, trust comes in the yellow truck. 8 points for Jordan Sikora. First free throw is good. McDonald trails 30-29 to tie the game. Sikora, second free throw. Yes. Perfection on that trip to the charity stripe. 30-30. Under 16 and a half to go.
See if we can't pick it up here and break open a lead.
Davis driving baseline over the top of Bussey. No rebound, knocks off of Bussey's hands and back to Davis. He'll skip it out to Nolan Blum, who was hot from deep in the first half. Blum for Burrish. Working the dribble with 16-13 to go on the right wing. Runs into Braden Schneider. A little spacing trouble there. Burrish picks up his dribble. Over for Blum. Blum puts on the floor with the left hand. Into the paint. Cuts between two to McDonald. Defenders and powers it in off the glass.
Tough shot.
Nolan Blum with 10 points. 32-30. Cadot with the lead. Jordan Sikora right wing. Against Burrish. Skips out to Carson Galvez. Galvez. For Jordan Sikora, a couple jab steps back for Carson. Galvez knocks his defender over and an offensive foul as Blum takes a hard seat. Quality Propane and Fuels is Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. Residential, commercial, and industrial Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates and the latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Call 723-9490. Stop by the office in Chippewa Falls or visit QualityPropaneAndFuels.com. Burrish back rim on a long three from the left wing. McDonald now trying to move in transition. Cooper Mittermeier weaving through traffic, skips into the right corner. A foul on the ground first with 15:25 to play. Max in a tight one here in Cadott, trailing 32-30. That is the third whistle on the Hornets in the second half. That one went against Parker Davis, his second. Galvez finds Cale Holm. Holm cutting right to the basket. Oh, missed one from point blank. Mason Bussey diving on the floor and able
nice
to knock
hustle.
It off of Cadott out of bounds. The biggest player on the floor hustling and
diving.
Hitting the deck.
Diving after that ball.
And McDonald's been robbed by the rim a couple times. Inbounds. Davis tried to take it away from Cooper Mittermeier to Cale Holm. Wide open look at a three left. Wing money!
That's what we need to do is heat up from the outside.
Cale Holm has six. Both baskets from outside. And McDonald retakes the lead 33-32. Whistle up top and an offensive foul called on Davis. I don't know if they got him for the forearm there.
I think so.
Again, Parker Davis and Cooper Mittermeier, both juniors, both wear number three, similar size, and they've just been battling back and forth in this game. 3 minutes into the second half, McDonald's retaking the lead, 33-32. Carson Galvez, three jab steps, driving baseline. His defender goes down, kick out Sikora, wide open, looking at a three, right wing, no, back rim, offensive rebound, Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier outside the arc, flips to Sikora. Sikora to Cale Holm, feeling it, left wing three, no, offensive rebound, Sikora goes right back
on
the scores, count it, and the foul, Jordan Sikora, a chance at three the old-fashioned way.
Ooh, and that went on. Lerone picked up his fourth.
And that will cause a quick substitution for Coach Schelzel. As Barone has not played a whole lot tonight and a timeout on the floor. We are back in 30 seconds. This is McDonald Max Basketball on WOGO Sports. The Max lead 35-32.
I'm Jack Strand, and I've partnered with the Czech Law Office. As a quarterback for Bloomer and now at a Division II college, I have learned the importance of having a solid team on your side. Athletics has also taught me the importance of leadership, community, and dedication. These are the same skills that Attorney Czech brought to the Chippewa Valley and built his firm around 25 years ago. Community has been a big part of that process, and Attorney Czech served as president of both the YMCA board as well as the school board. The Czech law firm model has always been teamwork. Don't hesitate to join our team.
Welcome you back to our Max Basketball broadcast. Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney on WOGO Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Dan Anderson at the Wogo home base in Hallie. McDonald leads 35-32 after trailing by a point at the break. Jordan Sikora looking for an old-fashioned three-point play. The free throw's too long, though, and Braden Schneider of Cadott pulls down that rebound. Dropping along the baseline. Do we have an offensive foul or a block? Goodness. And the official... another, I thought as Cale Holm got
too.
Just trucked by Riley Sopier, as I thought for sure that one was going against the Hornets. Coach Schilling getting an explanation. I think they're saying that Cale was maybe twisting a little bit.
Leaning a little bit.
So the call goes against Holm.
And a steal,
now
by,
a steal by Cale Holm. Holm has a 1-on-1 against Blum. Beats him to the rim but can't get the follow. Offensive
There's
rebound.
Mason.
Put back big Mason Bussey.
Nice job. Opened up by five.
37-32. McDonald up five, 14-15 to play. Sopiar's left wing leaves it for Braden Schneider. Sikora right in his hip pocket. Schneider pulls up in the lane from 8 feet, flips it up and in. He is a talented scorer, Braden Schneider, with 15 points by my count. 37-34, three-point game. McDonald with that slim lead. Sikora shoots a bounce pass over to Carson Gavis. Tried to hand it off to Cooper Mittermeier, and it's knocked loose. Now in transition, Davis off the rim, no. Carson Galvez pulls down the rebound as Davis went to the deck, no call. Sikora across the mid-stripe. Leaves for Cale Holm in the left corner. Doubled momentarily out to Sikora. Sikora leaves for Holm. Holm, open look at a three, left corner, good.
Good to see him heating up a little bit.
Cale Holm, his third triple of the night. McDonald leads 40-34. 13-20 remaining. Schneider down to Nolan Blum in the right corner against Cale Holm. For Schneider, Schneider puts on the floor with the left hand. Falling away from the foul line is good. Schneider continues to stay hot with 17. That was a high degree of difficulty on that fadeaway. 40-36 McDonald. Sikora, Cooper, Mittermeier. Mittermeier puts on the floor with the left hand. Back out to Sikora, Cale Holm. Holm looking for yet another three. Too strong from that left corner. Braden Schneider across the logo. Schneider crossing over at the left elbow. Tipped pass. Pulled back in the corner by Allard. Out to Schneider. Sikora staying on him. Schneider leaves for Blum. Blum in rim. Commercial to save it, but did he step on
No.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. Northwestern Bank. Mason Busty gets a nice hand. As he'll take a seat, Grant Smiski back in for Coach Schilling and McDonald. Max with the basketball leading 40-36, 12.5. Remaining here in regulation at Cadott. Grant Smiski left wing, working off a Sikora screen. Straddling the arc straight on for Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier against Allard, out to Sikora. Sikora at the logo, goes between his legs. Crossing over, flips over to Carson Galvez. Carson at the right elbow. Back out to Smiski. Smiski for Sikora on the left wing. Sikora, nice bounce pass down to Cooper Mittermeier, out to Carson Galvez. Galvez between a couple defenders. Hop step, too strong. Off the glass, gets his own rebound. Kick out Jordan Sikora. Sikora probing along the left baseline. Hangs in the air. Hits. Count it. And a foul. Oh, just testing that left baseline and slithering his way to the cup for two. And a chance again at a three-point play. Jordan Sikora on him down unofficially for 13 points, looking for 14. And the rebound pops in and out, but into the arms of Cale Holm, who lost it. Out to Schneider down the floor, and a whistle and a foul on McDonald.
Pick up a foul on Grant to push off.
It'll be McDonald's third. 11:48 left, 42-36. Max with the lead. Sobiar is out. And in is Elijah Burrish, 6'2" senior. Nice pass inside, but a miss point blank by Nolan Blum. On the inbound, now Grant Smiski. Kick out to Cale Holm. In rhythm, 4-3, no for the right corner. Jordan Sikora had the rebound in his hands for a moment, but couldn't corral it out of bounds to Cadott. Stelter Incorporated, a legacy of the highest quality and longest-lasting concrete for three generations. Stelter Inc. has been turning dreams into reality and is always proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. 11:29 in the second half. Blum, open look at a three. That one off the side of the rim. No offensive rebound. Burrish goes way too strong. Blum, the offensive rebound. Now a putback. And that was
Blum.
And McDonald's lead trimmed to 42-38. Right side. And up top between the wheels, playing catch, Jordan Sikora, Grant Smiski. Carson Galvez left wing with 10:55 to go. 42-38 the max. Cooper Mittermeier straddling the arc to Sikora. Sikora to Galvez. Galvez for three. That one is it.
First three of the night for Galvez. He's the second McDonald player in double digits. 45-38, max lead by 7. Which I believe is their largest advantage here tonight. Close to it. Burrish, kick to the right corner. That's Allard. He's got a good look at a three and bangs it home. Allard, his first basket. The 5'11 junior answers McDonald's three. 45-41. Kransmiski left wing. Cooper Mittermeier and Allard getting tied up, and Cooper goes to the deck. Sikor up top. Mr. Carson Galvez, left wing. Jab step, he'll go for two threes in a row. Side of the rim, no. Cooper Mittermeier pulls down the rebound. He gets hammered to the deck. And now we have the officials yelling at McDonald's bench.
Yeah. Coach Mittermeier
didn't
like that
maybe
foul.
Took exception to yeah. the way that Cooper was hammered there. 10:03 remaining, and Mittermeier at the line shooting a 1-1. So for the final 10 minutes, McDonald shooting bonus free throws, and Cooper has 3 points all from the foul line. 10:03 left, 46-41, McDonald up 5. Second free throw for Mittermeier. That one good as well. So again, the fouls really could come into play here as just three whistles against McDonald. But bonus the rest of the half with 10 minutes remaining for the Mavs. Allard right wing being pursued by Mittermeier. Allard over the top, way over the top of the glass. It's Carson Galvez walled up and an offensive rebound and a second chance here for Burrish. Back to Allard. Allard to Burrish in the right corner. Falling away for three. That one's an air ball. Long rebound tracked down by Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner. And Mittermeier's weaving through three defenders. And Burrish reached in, got his hand stuck in the cookie jar. And that is going to send McDonald's Cooper Mittermeier back to the line. Again, shooting a 1-1. Eighth team foul against Kadat. Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter and proud to support local athletics. That's Northwestern Bank. Mittermeier, another 1-1. 4 points all from the free throw line. And they give him 5 all from the charity stripe. Has that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack? Call White City Glass today, serving all of Western Wisconsin. White City Glass. Mittermeier. One dribble, turns the ball over in his hands. Second free throw is good. 6 for 6 from the foul line for Cooper Mittermeier.
Full timeout.
Full timeout, 9:35 remaining. McDonald up 8, 49-41. We're back in 60 seconds on WOGO Sports.
Northwestern Bank, delivering an exceptional experience.
Well, when I started business, Northwestern Bank was really there for us. They helped us through challenges and celebrated our successes. I met with Tracy year after year, and she always made it easy to find a place that worked with my schedule. They were a cheerleader, they were a team member. Working with Northwestern Bank really is like having another key player on our team.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter.
Take your team to new heights with training you can trust from CBTC. Unlock your team's potential with affordable seminars and customized training in topics like leadership, safety, manufacturing, transportation, and technology. CBTC is more than a provider. We are your partner for talent upskilling, licensure renewal, recertification, and much more. Discover the impacts that come with our training, from heightened productivity to enhanced teamwork and a commitment to a safer workplace. Visit cbtc.edu/workforce solutions to get started today.
Thank you for joining us here from Kadat, home of the Hornets, Max Basketball, Caleb Swenson, Mark Maloney with you. Up in the bleachers here at the high school. Hornets with the basketball, Max with the lead, 49-41 as we're 30 seconds away from the halfway point of the second half. Very entertaining Western Clover Belt Conference game here so far. Max, we're down 1 at the half. Again, they lead by 8 now. Nolan Blum at the right elbow, spinning into the lane. Nice feed down low to Burrish, and Burrish crashes to the hoop for 2.
Very nice pass.
His first basket of the second half. Brody Burrish, good work from Blum to Burrish, senior to senior. Kransmiski up top. McDonald leads by 2 full possessions, 49-43. Carson Galvez, left wing, backtracking with the dribble, crossing over on a Cale Holm screen. Back to Cale Holm. He'll step into a 3. Drained it. Cale Holm, 12 points, all from beyond the arc. McDonald has three in double figures, and it's 52-43, close to a double-digit lead for the Max. Braden Schneider goes behind his back, right wing, out to Burrish. Burrish, a head fake, driving down the lane, kick to Braden Schneider. Schneider out to Blum, wide open look at a three. That one comes up well short, rebound out at his own foul line, Cooper Mittermeier. Long pass ahead to Jordan Sikora. Sikora into the lane, had his shot swatted away, but another foul on Kadat. That one going against Burrish. This will send Sikora to the line for two, and now every foul the rest of the game, the final 8:28, is going to send McDonald to the line for two.
Number four on Burrish.
So foul trouble becoming very significant. For Coach Schelzel, already he mentioned before the game that they're missing one player they were hoping would have an impact as Sikora continues his brilliant game with another made free throw. Nolan Freed, the 6'1 junior, averaging just over 4 points and four rebounds for Coach Schelzel, and they're not able to have him available tonight. Sikora, second free throw. That one rims in and out. Donald has left a few points at the line, but yeah, getting plenty of opportunities here. 53-43, largest lead of the night for McDonald. Max up 10. Grant Smiski, pass was staying with Braden Schneider at his own foul line. Kick out, Allard for three. That one off the front of the rim. Carson Galvez powers down the rebound. Good work there against Elijah Burrish. Feed ahead to Sikora. Sikora just inside the arc. Has his pass knocked away by Braden Schneider. They were looking for Cale Holm in the left corner. Holm has four triples tonight, three of those in the second half. 8:01 remaining. 53-43 the Max. Foul differential 9-3. 9 against Kadat, just 3 against McDonald here in the second half after the Max struggled with some fouls in the first half. Jordan Sikora between the wheels. Hesitates out to Carson Galvez. Galvez working off Sikora's screen. Back out to Sikora on the left wing. Finds Cale Holm in that left corner. Schneider with a hand in his face to Sikora. Sikora against Blum. Goes between a couple defenders. Stumbles on the way to the hoop and called for a travel. McDonald Area Catholic Schools is now accepting applications for the 2024-25 school year. St. Charles Preschool and Primary School has immediate openings for kindergarten. Discover a future of excellence with an affordable Catholic liberal arts education, caring faculty, and small class sizes, but hurry, spots are limited. Visit McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org or call 715-723-0538. Today, Braden Schneider, another tough shot, this one from about 10 feet along the left baseline. But again, high degree of difficulty as he's fading away and flips it up. Gets some rim, but he always gets that roll, it seems. Very nice touch for the junior. 53-45, high catch for Carson Galvez. Had to use all of his 6'3 frame to pull in that pass. Under 7 minutes to go. 8-point game. Carson Galvez along the foul line out to Grant Smiski. Smiski for three, bottoms it. Grant Smiski, his second long-range make tonight. I believe that's two for two on triples for Grant Smiski. 56-45, McDonald, and Smiski with the steal. Smiski a one-on-one down the right side of the lane, comes to a beautiful jump step off the top of the glass and in.
That's what we need. Open it up right here.
Smiski with eight, the pickpocket.
Turnover.
Cale Holm takes away an errant pass. Push ahead to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier down the right side of the lane, flips it up with the right hand. No, but a foul. 10th whistle on Kadat. It was going to send Cooper to the line for two anyway. 6:25 left, and now McDonald starting to pull away here. And a timeout taken by Kadat. And I believe it's a full timeout, so we are back in 60 seconds. This is Max Basketball on WOGO.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
McDonald Max boys basketball on the road here at Cadott. 6:25 remaining. Cooper Mittermeier at the free throw line, shooting two. His team up 13, 58-45. Mittermeier first free throw is perfect. He is 7-for-7 at the foul line here tonight. A 64% foul shooter coming in, but this will help that average.
Yep, he's got a good shot from the line.
To hit 60 points. Yes, indeed. 8-for-8 from the foul line for the junior Cooper Mittermeier. And McDonald leads by 15, 60-45 as we're 18 seconds away from the final third of this second half here at Cadott. Ballard up top trying to turn the corner. Goes over the top of Cale Holmes, and Holmes swats the shot away.
Nice play.
Grant Smiski in transition. Smiski just inside the foul line, tried to drop it down for Sikora, and Sikora cut along the baseline out of bounds to Cadott. It's a good idea there. And we have a stoppage here. And I think the official is going to warn Coach Schelzel rather than tee him up. There is something the Cadott coach wasn't happy with, but... And the officials staying calm, keeping everybody else calm. Good work there.
Yes.
6:01 left, 60-45. It's Cadott basketball. And now we are ready for basketball. It's Cameron Allard inbounds to Parker Davis. Jordan Sikora waits for him just past the logo. Davis up top, left side, Blum. Blum walks with the basketball. Going into his move. Well, mark your calendars for Max Mardi Gras, an elegant evening of fun and fundraising February 10th at McDonald High School. 100% of proceeds support McDonald schools and students. Enjoy live jazz and live big band music, games, a live auction, and New Orleans-themed small plate buffet. And don't miss that cash raffle with a grand prize of $1,500. Stop by or call the school to get your raffle tickets. Event tickets available at McDonald or at McDonaldAreaCatholicSchools.org. McDonald's Midwinter Mardi Gras, February 10th. At McDonald High School. Trying to loop a pass down to Sikora. Cooper Mittermeier has it stolen away. Now Cadott. Burrish playing with four fouls down the lane. Can't roll one in from 6 feet. Knocked out of bounds. Staying with Cadott with 5:34 left.
Yeah, Burrish is out there with four along with Barone.
Mason Bussey's going to come back in for Coach Schilling and McDonald. Bussey will sub in for Grant Smiski, who will get a nice hand for his great work. So Bussey, Cale Holm, Carson Galvez, Jordan Sikora, and Cooper Mittermeier, the five on the floor for McDonald. And Cale Holm knocks away the inbounds pass, and Bussey gobbles it up. Quick hands. Bussey looking for some help. Finds Galvez, and Galvez going to race across the timeline to avoid the call. Right side, Cooper Mittermeier. Cooper back to Carson. Galvez for Jordan Sikora. Sikora puts it on the floor at the foul line. Slides a pocket pass back out to Sikora. He'll step into a three straight on. That one well short. Carson Galvez, offensive rebound, shovels it back to Cale Holm, back to Carson. Carson just outside the paint. He's doubled to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier off a Galvez screen. Nifty crossover down low. High off the glass with some English. Cooper Mittermeier, his first field goal. He has 10 points. McDonald's put four in double figures. And... my goodness, the ball like a yo-yo in the hands of Cooper Mittermeier there. Burrish driving hard to the rim. Noah gets his own rebound. Kick out Allard for three, left wing. Yes. They can shoot, this Hornets squad. 62-48 McDonald. 4:36 to play. Galvez hands off to Cale Holm. Holm driving baseline and fouling out is Burrish. He matches his jersey number with fouls. Trying to stay with Cale Holm, called for a block. And Burrish will get a hand from his coach and bench as he will finish the game tonight with 6 points. He had 11 the last time these teams met. Cale Holm will shoot two. First free throw off the rim and in. Cale Holm, that's his first point that did not come from a three. 13 on the night for McDonald's leading scorer, just below his season average. Now to surpass that season average, yes. Cale Holm, 79% foul shooter, goes 2-for-2 there. 64-48. McDonald's collected a lot of points from the line here tonight. And from beyond the arc.
Cale Holm challenges a shot and knocks it to himself, but his outlet pass stolen. Allard for three reins it in, left wing. 64-51, McDonald. Up 13, and another whistle and a foul, a little hand check called on Parker Davis, and Cooper Mittermeier will go back to the line.
It's four fouls.
Shoot two. And the number of fouls just really snowballed against Kadot here in the second half. First free throw for Mittermeier, and that is his first miss from the foul line. He's now 8-for-9. Second free throw coming up. Our coverage tonight brought to you in part by Nicolet Bank. Second free throw is perfect for Cooper Mittermeier. Nicolet Bank, visit your local branch in Eau Claire or Lake Halley and anytime at NicoletBank.com. Go Max from Nicolet Bank. 65-51, under four to go here in the second half. McDonald with the lead. Blum stepping back for three. That one well off the glass. Didn't hit the rim. Scramble for the rebound in the corner off of Kadot and out of bounds.
Good hustle there. Cooper's fighting that off in the corner.
Galvez to Mittermeier, quickly across the timeline to Cale Holm, left wing. Holm into the lane, hangs off the glass, gets the nice roll. Cale Holm with four threes, two ones, and 1-2. That's 16 points by my reckoning. 67-51, Cooper Mittermeier knocks it away and out of bounds. Last touch by Kadot. As Schneider trying to get to it after Cooper jarred it loose.
Yeah.
And out of bounds to McDonald.
Again, some good hustle there by Cooper.
3:27 to play, 67-51 the max. Jordan Sikora across the timeline with a pass to Cale Holm. Shoots it to Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner. Mittermeier for his first three. Splashes it right corner pocket.
Never too late to start heating up.
70-51, McDonald. Quick three from Davis. Davis off the back rim. No long rebound to Sikora. Sikora push ahead to Cale Holm. Holm one-on-one goes down the lane. No offensive rebound. Guess who? Mason Bussey powers it up for two. Good challenge at the rim by Schneider, but Mason Bussey, right place, right time on the putback. 72-51, McDonald. And Max have been scoring 56.2 per game. An offensive explosion here. Carson Galvez walls up and blocks his shot. The last touched actually by Jackson Kadot. Barone of Kadot. 2:40 to play. McDonald will probably get some subs in before too long here. Leading by 21. Gives a 1-point lead for Kadot at the half. Cooper Mittermeier to Cale Holm. Holm shoots it over for Sikora. Sikora out to Galvez. Again, McDonald has four players in double figures. Carson Galvez, left corner, hesitates, driving down the left baseline. No. And Barone pulls it in. Allard, right wing. Hassled by Cooper Mittermeier. Allard picks up his dribble. Back to Nolan Blum. 2:08 to play. Now McDonald's going to clear the bench. Schneider pulls up with a man in his face for three and hits it. He'd been quiet for a while, but my goodness, Schneider has never really cooled off.
Nope, he's got a lot of points.
72-54, McDonald. Jordan Sikora to Carson Galvez. Galvez to answer for three, left of the circle, front rim. No offensive rebound. Mason Bussey goes right back up and scores again.
Everybody thought he was going to kick that back out, but he turned around and put it right in the basket.
And with that, Mason Bussey becomes the fifth McDonald player in double figures tonight. Quick three for Kadot. Back rim, no, on the miss there for Blaine Mengel. Offensive rebound, kick back for another three. That one off the mark for Allard. Rebound, saved, but right back to Kadot's Barone, and Barone gets his first basket. 74-56, McDonald, minute 18 to play. Max trying to go 5-for-5 on subs. And
yep, and he wants to take a 30-second timeout to get the subs in.
30-second timeout. We'll keep it here.
Yeah, this will
minute
take,
15 left.
Take long to get the subs in.
Again, we'll chat with head coach Adam Schilling in our post-glass post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. We'll run through the stats and all the highlights from the second half. McDonald looking for lucky victory number 13. But also looking to finish out 4-2 on this six-game road stretch. McDonald subs include Isaac Crawford, the 5'9" freshman number 0. Also see number 13, David Anderson, the 6'1 junior forward out there. Calvin Rannick, the 5'9" senior guard number 11. Also Dominic Hazleton, 5'9" senior forward number 22. And Dawson Moulton, 6-foot sophomore forward number 40. The 5 on the floor now after the subs. Anderson high off the glass. Counted and a foul for David Anderson. A little teardrop that hits back rim, goes in through the contact. And Anderson will go to the line looking for three the old fashioned lead back to 76-56.
That guy has got some hops on him, though. I watched him in the JV game and I loved him out on the football field, but man, he can sky.
Second. Free throw is good for Anderson. Doesn't come in cold at all. 3-point play. McDonald 77-56. 48 seconds remaining. Elijah Burridge. Leaves for Aiden Reichel again. Substitutions freely on both sides. Reichel misses from the baseline. Rebound tracked down by Crawford. Crawford across the logo with just over 30 seconds to play. Hazleton for Reinick. Thought about pulling up for the three. I'm sure the bench wanted him to. Crawford up top to Hazleton. Leaves for Anderson. Anderson back out to Moulton on the right wing. And off to Reinick with 17 seconds to play. Reinick driving baseline. Tried to wrap a pass to Anderson and stolen by Kadaz. 11 seconds left. McDonald leading 77-56. Reichel kick out. Long three left wing. No rebound pulled in by Reinick. And Reinick is sent to the ground and called for traveling.
Yeah.
With 3 seconds left.
Wasn't really a push there. He kind of hit the Kadaz player and fell down for the travel.
So Kadaz will inbound. Throw in to Burridge. Burridge trying to get one off to beat the buzzer and off the mark. And the Macs trail by a point at halftime, but roar to victory here on the road at Kadaz. Your final score, the McDonald Macs 77, the Kadaz Hornets 56. Kadaz falls to 5-14 on the season, 0-11 in the Western Cloverbelt Conference. McDonald remains ensconced in second place in conference play. They're now 7-4 in the conference slate and 13-5. On this season. We've got a lot coming up in our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices for commercial home and auto glass. Visit postglassandmirror.com. We're going to start out by stepping away for 3.5 minutes. We're back with that post-class post-game show, a conversation with Adam Schilling, lots of highlights, stats, and a look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. That's all ahead in 3.5 here on WOGO 103.1 FM and WOGO.com.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for 3 generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bob for a deep three. Got it! And the Cardinals in a 12-0 run.
Matty Geisler left open for three. Nailed it! Left wing triple for Matty.
Foyles hands off to Evan.
Back end line. It goes in.
Finally.
Ethan to Evan Foyles.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Take your team to new heights with training you can trust from CBTC. Unlock your team's potential with affordable seminars and customized training in topics like leadership, safety, manufacturing, transportation, and technology. CBTC is more than a provider. We are your partner for talent upskilling, licensure renewal, recertification, and much more. Discover the impacts that come with our training, from heightened productivity to enhanced teamwork and a commitment to a safer workplace. Visit cbtc.edu/workforce solutions to get started today.
On the court, the field, and the ice, leaders stand out. They innovate, inspire, and win at the highest level. And at Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are the unquestioned leaders in orthopedic, brain, and spine care. Whether it's surgery to get your athlete back in the game or managing chronic pain so you can enjoy life again, call Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. With a new and improved clinic and surgery center now open in Rice Lake. Book your appointment at cvosm.com.
Max Basketball on WOGO. Live from Kadah tonight, we welcome you into the post-game show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. If your windshield takes a hit, Post Glass and Mirror has free mobile auto glass service, two heated bays, and a warm waiting room. From compact cars to semis, dump trucks, or motorhomes, Post Glass and Mirror fits them all, big or small. They can recalibrate windshields for vehicles of any make and model. Post Glass and Mirror. And post-game here, Mark Maloney, 77-56. McDonald wins it by 21. That's a 22-point change from what we saw at halftime as they were down 28-27, a low-scoring first half, down a point. And how about the Max, again, roaring to victory in the second half?
Yeah, I mean, it just took them a little while to get going. So it was nice to see those guys come out in the second half, keep their composure, play good basketball. I think they knocked the turnovers down by half in the second half. Just taking care of the basketball. And again, scoring buckets there that we were missing in the first half. And did a nice job. Again, Mason Bussey putting up a few in underneath the basket. He's usually looking to dump out. He kind of faked everybody out a couple times and took the ball into the basket and scored. So that's nice to see. And then Cale Hole just heating up in the second half with the three range. Just knocking them down out there. So that was good to see these guys, you know, heat up in the second half and then take control of it and open it up.
I count 9 made threes for McDonald in the game. I'll try and double check that in a few moments, and we'll get into the stats a little bit later on. But again, this is a Kadah team that's no slouch. They play tough. They play well here in their home floor. And again, they challenged Stanley Boyd, who's second in this conference, tied with McDonald. And they challenged Stanley Boyd here on this floor on Tuesday, lost by a point, and looked like they were doing the same thing to McDonald. But the Macs were able to, as you mentioned, we wanted them to put their foot on the gas from the word go in this game. And they did for a little bit, but Kadah did a good job of counterpunching. But in the second half, again, McDonald defense leading to offense and attacking the basket, earning their way to the free throw line. Good ball security as well, too, as Kadah was being aggressive defensively. And McDonald made them pay by rather than turning the ball over. Again, just sometimes good passing and catching leads to some of those fouls, and that led to a lot of free throw attempts.
Yes, and again, Kadah got into some foul trouble there, so it was good to see them guys maintaining control of the basketball and take care of it in the second half. It was just a 180 from the first half to the second half, and I think the kids played a very nice job. So we'll get Coach Schilling's take on it here.
All right, Coach Adam Schilling joins us here on the Post Glass Post Game Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. And Coach, we were just talking about the difference between first half and second half, and this one plagued by some turnovers and again down by a point at the half. What was the message at halftime for this team, where again you had maybe a little bit more of a sluggish game offensively on Tuesday night, but really started to open things up in the second half, and a lot of that started with getting some attempts at the line?
Yeah, and we got some offensive rebounds in that second half that kind of got us, you know, a couple and ones or just kickouts for threes. So we've been really preaching to go to the offensive glass, and you know, Carson and Jordan both, you know, and Mason all did a really good job getting us some second chances. So you get those second chances, it's a big for your offense, and then you're kind of running downhill a little bit.
Coach, sometimes, again, it can be as simple as passing and catching, too, when a team is playing aggressively, defensively, depending on how a game is being officiated as well, too. Again, some of those simple things like passing and catching can be the difference between turnovers or drawing a lot of fouls, as you were into the single bonus with 10 minutes left in this game, too. And again, left a few points at the line, but overall just a tremendous performance from the free throw line from everyone you sent there.
Yeah, I think, you know, we talked about once we got into that bonus situation, we talked about being aggressive, going to the basket, and, you know, trying to get to that free throw line the rest of the game, and the kids did a really good job of that. We got the ball up and transitioned in the wings, and then Jordan Sikora, especially just in the open court, put the defense at a pretty big disadvantage.
And again, the three-point shooting came in the second half, but this, again, we've seen this a lot throughout the season where it doesn't seem to be forced. I know there's times probably where you'd say, you know, the shots are maybe going up a little bit too fast and they could be looking for some better ones. But again, you had five players in double figures tonight, Coach, and almost six. That kind of balance, I'm sure, is what you and your staff love.
Yeah, and I, you know, the kids enjoy it. I think, you know, everybody feels like they're contributing, and even the guys that don't get in the game, they're really active on the bench. It's a group effort, and I think if everybody feels a big part of what we're doing, it's easy to get them motivated. And just got some really good kids that work hard, and they want to have some success.
Well, Coach, working hard, 3 weeks away from home, 4-2 on this road trip. Again, I'm sure it's just going to be nice to get back into McDonald to play a game.
Yeah, it'll be different for sure. So we're looking forward to it. We got a really tough game on Tuesday, but it will be nice to be playing in our own gym again, and hopefully we can put on a good performance.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time as well. As always, congratulations on the win tonight, and we're looking forward to seeing you guys in the postseason as well.
Great. Thank you guys for coming. Appreciate it.
That's Coach Adam Schilling here on the Post Glass Postgame Show, brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror in Chippewa Falls. Quality service at affordable prices. For commercial home and auto glass, visit postglassandmirror.com. We'll look at the stats and listen to the highlights coming up. We're back in 3 minutes here on WOGO Sports.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com. Quality Propane and Fuels, Northern Wisconsin's trusted propane supplier since 1996. At Quality Propane, we're committed to the highest level of service for all our customers, residential, commercial, and industrial. Quality Propane always brings you competitive rates through our strong focus on efficiency, and we use the very latest technology to keep your family safe and cut energy costs. Payment programs available to fit any situation. Call 723-9490, stop by the office, or visit qualitypropaneandfuels.com.
Legacies aren't built in a day, and when it comes to concrete, Stelter Incorporated has been building their legacy for three generations. At Stelter, their commitment to the highest quality concrete means they mine and process the aggregates themselves and test it every day. And when you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks and drivers at your service, turning your dreams into reality. Stelter Inc. Online at StelterIncorporated.com.
Building stronger kids, stronger families, and stronger communities. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Offering 3 full-service locations in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls, the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley is open 7 days a week, with membership rates among the lowest in the area. Find your community with group exercise classes. And the Y welcomes families with kids. Ask about their monthly Parents Night Out events, Family Fun Zone, and Child Watch Service, all free with your Y membership. The YMCA of the Chippewa Valley.
Want to reach more local customers? Advertise on WOGO Sports.
Bob for a deep three. Got it! And the Cardinals, a 12-0 run.
Matty Geisler left open for 3. Nailed it! Left wing triple for Matty.
Foyles hands off to Evan.
Back in!
Finally! Ethan to Evan Foyles.
Advertise in WOGO's broadcasts of local high school sports. Call us anytime or click on advertising at WOGO.com.
Finishing up the post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class and Mirror Chippewa Falls. McDonald defeats Cadott 77-56. Max now 13-5 on the season, 7-4. They remain in second place in the Western Clover Belt Conference. We'll look now at your leading scores on both sides. 6 players scored on the night for Cadott. McDonald had 7 players score, but 5 were in double figures and almost 6. For Cadott, led by a game-high 22 points, Braden Schneider, the talented junior, averages almost 18 per game and was 4 above that, had 11 in each half tonight. A very strong game from the junior. Nolan Blum, the senior, with 12 points, 8 in the first, 4 in the second, 6 for Brody Burish. Not forgetting Cameron Allard, though, who had 9 points all in the second half, all from beyond the arc. 5 for Parker Davis and 2 for Jackson Barone. On the other side for McDonald, those 7 Max, who scored, led by 16 from Cale Holm. He had 13 in the second half. 14 apiece for Cooper Mittermeier and Jordan Sikora. Sikora had 7 in each half, and again, just really triggered a lot of things offensively here tonight. Cooper had 12 of his 14 in the second half, and trying to check my math here, I believe 9 of his 14 points came from the free throw line, and a 9 of 10 performance for Cooper from the free throw line tonight. Carson Galvez had 8 in a strong first half, finished with 12 points tonight. 10 points for Mason Bussey, the 5th McDonald player in double figures, and Grant Smisky right on the verge of double figures. He hit 2 3-pointers. I think he was 2 of 2 from downtown tonight, and had that steal and a score that we'll hear in the highlights as well. So 8 points for Grant Smisky, and then 3 for David Anderson coming off the bench. Before we get Mark Maloney's final shots, let's hear how the second half sounded, because there's a lot of highlights in this one. McDonald down 28-27 at the break, comes back to win by 21, 77-56. Here's how it sounded on WOGO Radio. And McDonald's been robbed by the rim a couple times. Inbounds, Davis tried to take it away from Cooper Mittermeier to Cale Holm. Wide open, looking at a 3 left. Wing money!
That's what we need to do, is heat up from the outside.
Outside the arc, flips to Sikora. Sikora to Cale Holm, feeling it. Left wing, 3, no. Offensive rebound, Sikora goes right back.
Oh, yeah.
Scores, counted, and the foul. Jordan Sikora, a chance at 3 the old-fashioned way.
Now a steal by Cale Holm. Holm has a 1-on-1 against Blum. Beats him to the rim, but can't get the follow. Offensive rebound, put back, big Mason Bussey. Holm in the left corner. Doubled momentarily out to Sikora. Sikora leaves for Holm. Holm, open look at a 3 left corner.
Good.
Down to Cooper Mittermeier, out to Carson Galvez. Galvez between a couple defenders, hop step, too strong, off the glass, gets his own rebound. Kick out Jordan Sikora. Sikora probing along the left baseline, hangs in the air, hits, counted, and a foul. Carson Galvez left wing with 10:55 to go, 42-38 the Max. Cooper Mittermeier straddling the arc to Sikora. Sikora to Galvez. Galvez for 3, that one is it. 43, Carson Galvez, left wing, backtracking with the dribble, crossing over on a Cale Holm screen, back to Cale Holm, he'll step into a 3, drained it! Cale Holm, 12 points, all from beyond the arc. McDonald has 3 in double figures, and it's 52-43, close to a double-digit lead for the Max. Carson Galvez had to use all of his 6-3 frame to pull in that pass. Under 7 minutes to go, 8-point game. Carson Galvez along the foul line, out to Grant Smisky. Smisky for 3, bottoms it. Grant Smisky, his 2nd long-range make tonight. Smisky with the steal. Smisky a one-on-one down the right side of the lane. Comes to a beautiful jump step off the top of the glass and in.
That's what we need. Open it up right here.
Smisky with eight. The pick
and
pocket.
A turnover.
Kale Holmes 5 as we're 18 seconds away from the final third of this second half here at Cadott. Ballard up top trying to turn the corner. Goes over the top of Kale Holmes and Holmes swats the shot away.
Nice play.
Bounce, shovels it back to Kale Holmes, back to Carson. Carson just outside the paint. He's doubled to Cooper Mittermeier. Mittermeier off a Galvez screen. Nifty crossover. Down low. High off the glass with some English. Cooper Mittermeier, his first field goal. He has 10 points. McDonald's put four in double figures. And play 67-51, the max. Jordan Sikora across the timeline with a pass to Kale Holmes. Shoots it to Cooper Mittermeier in the right corner. Mittermeier for his first three. Splashes it right corner pocket.
Number
51, McDonald. Quick three from Davis. Davis off the back rim. No long rebound to Sikora. Sikora push ahead to Kale Holmes. Holmes one-on-one goes down the lane. No offensive rebound. Guess who? Mason Bussey powers it up for two. Off.
Nope, he's got a lot of points.
72-54, McDonald. Jordan Sikora to Carson Galvez. Galvez to answer for three left of the circle front rim. No offensive rebound. Mason Bussey goes right back up and scores again.
Everybody thought he was going to kick that back out, but he turned around and put it right in the basket.
And with that, Mason Bussey becomes the fifth McDonald player in double figures tonight. For forward number 40, the five on the floor now after the subs. Anderson high off the glass. Counted and a foul for David Anderson. A little teardrop. Hits back rim, goes in through the contacts. And Anderson will go to the line looking for three the old-fashioned way. The McDonald lead is back to 20, 76-56. And 77-56, the final score. Fireworks for McDonald here in the second half. And again, this six-game road stretch, Mark Maloney, finishing 4-2, I think very respectable. And, yeah, they will have a tough game against one of the best teams in Division 5 in Columbus Catholic, who I believe has only lost one time this year. That'll be a tough one, but they'll be on their home floor for it.
Yes, that'll be that makeup game. It was postponed, I think, way back in December. There's a incident there that the coach, his wife was in an accident, and hopefully that all turned out really well. But anyway, they're back at it, and yeah, Marshfield's coming to town, I think, on Tuesday night. So that'll be a good test for the boys. Again, it's Division Five, and you know that's where they're used to playing in. So let's just see what they can do against a really good Division Five team.
Well, look ahead at our WOGO sports calendar. Congratulations to Chi-Hi Hockey, their first Big Rivers Conference championship since 1989 by virtue of Hudson's tie and the 9-0 blanking of Menominee last night. Coach Parker and his squad have won that title outright. They also have the number one seed in the sectional. And Coach Parker in the Division I sectional one was named the Coach of the Year as well. So look ahead at our sports calendar. We will have Chi-Hi Hockey coming up on Tuesday against New Richmond. Before that, though, a couple more games is Mark Halverson keeping busy on Monday night. It'll be Chi-Hi girls basketball against Marshfield. But first, coming up tomorrow night, Chi-Hi boys basketball hosts Eau Claire North. 6:55 start tomorrow. Again, look at WOGO.com for our complete sports schedule. Next time we're slated to have the McDonald Max boys is against Thorpe on the 16th. Again, seedings for hockey coming out on Sunday, and so there is a pretty good possibility that that McDonald boys game will need to be preempted for Chippewa Falls Menominee girls playoff hockey. Of course, the McDonald Lady Max on that CFM team. And so again, we will keep you updated at WOGO.com if that does change, but looking forward to another rescheduled game that we have picked up. Looking forward to Don Cooper's Lady Max a couple more times in the regular season here for the crossover game on the 17th. But first, they have two monumental games on Tuesday and Thursday next week. They'll have a huge test against Fall Creek, who's nipping at their heels in the conference, and then that rescheduled Regis game, always a tough place to play in an exciting environment. Yes. And the Lady Max are going to go on the road down at Regis on February the 8th. We will have that game here on WOGO, and looking forward to it as the Lady Macs, again, need to take care of business this week to try to secure another conference title. And they're going to have to play the best in the conference behind themselves in Fall Creek and Regis to get that win. But looking forward to it. I mean, again, late February basketball is a lot of fun, and then it leads dovetails very nicely into the madness of March.
Yes, it does. And again, you know, the boys are playing some good basketball. The girls are playing exceptional basketball. I went over to Stanley Boyd last night and watched them play over there. And, yeah, the girls are just playing really, really good basketball. But, again, some really good teams coming up. So they need to take care of themselves there and maintain their lead in the conference and carry that through into the playoffs.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Thank you to Dan Anderson back in the WOGO studios in Halley, our producer and board operator tonight. Thank you to Athletic Director Aaron Crank and our hosts here at Cadott, always very gracious with the spot that they prepare for us, and incredibly well organized with the game day operations as well. So we appreciate being here at Cadott, and thank you to every single sponsor you hear on these broadcasts making it possible for us to do this, what we love, and hopefully what you love as well, when you can't be here feeling like you're here along with our McDonald Macs. For Mark Maloney, I'm Caleb Swenson saying good night from Cadott High School in Cadott. Once again, your final score, the McDonald Macs 77, the Cadott Hornets 56. This has been McDonald Macs Boys Basketball, a presentation of WOGO Sports on WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good night from Cadott.
McDonald Macs Basketball on WOGO has been brought to you by Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, White City Glass, your Eau Claire Hy-Vee, Northwestern Bank, Quality Propane and Fuels, Stelter Incorporated, Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Post Glass and Mirror, Wynn Family Dentistry of Chippewa Falls, Grace Home Respiratory, Royal Credit Union, and by the YMCA of the Chippewa Valley. Thanks for listening. And now please stay tuned for Western Wisconsin's Best Talk on 103.1 FM, 680 AM, and WOGO.com. We join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.